Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
He's there, 5-10 overall. Oh, and did I mention Steph Curry with the quickest night you've ever seen towards the end there with the three dagger, 23 points for the chef.
So we're gonna do like some remixing at some point.
Remix.
And I want to get right into Jonathan Kuminga if you can. From now on, you know, we've been looking for a nickname for JK, and I think I've come to it.
Has a nickname we can't say on air, but continue.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Not the chum bucket, but something else.
Oh, stop that. That's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you.
It's so ridiculous.
The streets are calling him that. Don't get mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger.
I think this is one of the greatest guitar riffs of all time. And from now on, I'm describing him as JK the Voodoo Child.
Oh, man.
Jonathan Kuminga, Air Congo, doing all the little things, blending the youth with the old.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Exactly. Being the fountain of youth for Curry, Butler, Horford, and Draymond. Jonathan Kuminga defending on the perimeter against Luka, making him work his butt off, rebounding, making the extra pass on offense, filling the lane, spacing the floor, picking and choosing his spots on when to attack, when to shoot. He had a big three late in the game. Jonathan Kuminga, the voodoo child, was excellent. And it was a revelation last night. If Jonathan Kuminga plays that brand of ball, forget the scoring. Yeah. I'm talking about the defense, the rebounding, the spacing, the passing, setting up for others, the alley-oop to Jimmy Butler.
Mm.
If the voodoo child, a.k.a. JK, a.k.a. Jonathan Kuminga, if he plays like he did, we are going to be new world ordering it all the way to the Western Conference Finals. Because that was the missing ingredient for the team. The athleticism, the perimeter defense, they needed that. Now look, is Luka going to get his? Of course Luka's going to get his. Make him work. Make him be inefficient. Make him work so hard no one else can go off. And that's kind of what he did yesterday. So if JK can take what he did yesterday, forget the scoring. That's going to come. If he can do what he did yesterday over a month, think of how different we will view him and this Warrior team as a whole. That is the missing ingredient we've all been waiting for the Voodoo Child to finally arrive. Blend the old with the new. Let's go. JK, the Voodoo Child.
Oh, and apropos, Joe, where were they last night?
In LA.
In LA, not Hollywood per se, but might as well be. And Jonathan Kuminga had an LA performance yesterday. 17 points. This is, again, his last best games in the regular season. Both have been against the Lakers. Dating back to last year, when he came off the bench, he dropped 18 as well, 9 and 4 assists. He likes playing down there. And for a team that has historically struggled against the Lakers in that building, Stephen Curry being one of them, you can rip that off. It's no longer a house of horrors as far as I'm concerned, as you see LeBron James doing nothing on the sideline with his glasses.
The reason why I chose that song is because that was Hollywood Hogan's entrance theme song when Hogan was basically the good guy in everything. And then when he went to WCW, he switched over and became Hollywood Hogan.
Okay.
And he was the bad guy, but he was still the good guy, so if that makes sense.
So who's Scott Hall on this team and Kevin Nash?
Well, that's Draymond and Steph Curry. Yeah, oh, they're okay. The Wolfpack.
All right, there
right?
We go.
You know?
Who's Eric Bischoff? That's not Steve. Is that Joe Lacob?
It's Joe Lacob. Absolutely. But you have to understand that Hollywood Hogan was, kind of something so unique that was needed at a time of wrestling that kind of changed the dynamic of how we view things. I don't think you get a Stone Cold Steve Austin to become the beloved bad guy without having the Hollywood Hogan, the turn heel.
We need the Monday Night Wars, yeah.
And I think about Jonathan Kuminga doing that in Hollywood, okay, mm-hmm. where he's finally changed and did all the little things we've been waiting for. And he's done glimpses of this over the last couple of years, but it all kind of came to fruition last night. I loved it. I loved the way that he played yesterday, and I think it was exactly what the doctor ordered. And I'm rooting for him, and I hope that he can find a way to turn this not just into a game. It needs to be sustained over the next 4 to 5 weeks, and then we could talk about him kind of taking over that Andrew Wiggins role.
Yeah.
As Jimmy Butler becomes the 1B to Steph's 1A, now you got JK thrusted in as the next guy in line. God, wouldn't it be great?
I mean, we keep talking about it. I've been saying it all morning and continue to say it. Maybe we're sleeping on that Jimmy Butler-Jonathan Kuminga relationship, and JK really seems to just gravitate towards Jimmy. And maybe that was the voice to get through to him. And we're seeing it work right now. Jimmy Butler said last offseason, when the season was over, hey, we could thrive on the court together. Jonathan Kuminga and I can thrive. That's the word he used. And last night, they were thriving, combining for 48 points in a win in game one in Los Angeles. Let's go to the phones, 888-957-9570. Your biggest takeaway from that game was what? And also, there was some negative things that happened in that game. Marcus Smart with the flagrant one. No retaliation from the Warriors. Warriors fans.
Dre with an early tech.
Warriors fans, do you feel some type of way that the fact that no one stood back up to Marcus Smart after that, should someone have checked him after it? 888-957-9570. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance of the Dealer. And as always, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Let's kick things off with Tony in San Leandro. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? Butcher Boy, Joe Shasky. How's it going?
What's up, Don?
Not much, man. Victory day. I feel like there's a lot of takeaways. I didn't even really think about it. Moses Moody didn't even play.
He's hurt.
Big.
So
I feel like the team's pretty deep. Kuminga did great. I feel like him teaming up with Jimmy is probably going to be crucial big time. I feel like that will help mold him into a superstar, possible face of the franchise, I think. You know, that's probably big talks for right now. Still early. He's still young, though. I think we were only plus one with Steph on the court, but it's Steph. You know what I mean? So, and I'll take Luka getting 45 points, flirting with a triple-double and still lose. Draymond, he flirted with a triple-double, almost messed around. I'll take that any day. I feel like it was a good team win, and I feel like
I agree.
It wasn't even a great overall team game. Like,
no,
in the
Tony,
end,
I thought
result.
It was Tony.
Great
I thought it was a B minus kind of a game for the Warriors, didn't you?
That's what I'm saying. That's not bad for game one. You know what I mean? I feel like we're off to a good start. I feel like it's giving us like 2015 to 2017 vibes in terms of like depth. You know what I'm saying? I feel like those teams that we had back then, a lot more stars, but we got a lot of young players too coming in. Hey, he actually played a rookie for more than 10 minutes. So that's kind of surprising. You know what I mean? But Jimmy, spectacular, 16 for 16, changing the dynamic of the team. Not so much running gun threes all day. You know what I mean? We got to move on with the times now. You know what I mean? So I feel like we're in a great sense of direction right now. Hopefully everybody else can step up. But
great call.
I feel like everybody did great.
Thanks, Tom.
Great call. Remember last week I brought up that simulation that ESPN did? There were over thousands of them, and they picked simulation 620.
Yeah, it didn't end well for the Warriors, though. It was the Magic winning it all.
Kevin Pelton did the thing.
Yeah, the thing. Well, Kevin Pelton put in the algorithm to let AI do
but
the
he
thing.
Wrote it.
Sure.
But he did the thing this morning.
Oh, what?
It's called the I Told You So.
Oh, my.
In his article on ESPN, bold print, like we said, watch out for the Warriors. And then he goes on to say it wasn't even that great of a performance, that they could play better. But here's the part for me. More than anything, I was encouraged by Jonathan Kuminga's performance. Sure, Kuminga scored prolifically in the third quarter, but this was his complete effort, making 4 3-pointers, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists, one off of a career high. If Kuminga plays like this, with this style, the Warriors will be so hard to beat. That's directly from Kevin Pelton, who was the guy who came up. He's a stats guy. He said, I'm high on the Warriors heading into the year.
It's one game.
He did the thing.
He needs to relax with the I told you so's after one game. It was an impressive performance. We're not getting ahead of ourselves, but we're reacting to it because we're the home, we're the flagship, we're the morning roast. This is what we do, and there's a lot to be encouraged by. Now, take that encouragement and run with it. Do it against the Nuggets. Do it against the Blazers in a back-to-back. Keep building off of this. Get some breathing room. Can we have a start to a season that you build from and continue to build off? Because they had a hot start last year, Joe.
Yeah.
They did. And then what happened? Then it faded.
Yeah.
Different team, different scenario. I'm not comparing this season, the start of it, to last season. But we've seen in the past, they get it going, and then an injury happens, and then it all goes to kaput.
Keep it real. What do you think? What do you think? Curry had like a C-plus game for Curry?
Yeah, I thought it was like a B-minus, C-plus for Curry.
I mean,
no, it was.
How many times in the last 4 years have they won games with him having a C-plus, B-minus game?
Not many, but this is the best player, the second best player that he's played with since, you know, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. I love Andrew Wiggins and what he did, like, for that stretch, but he's not this player. Yeah. He's not the player that Jimmy Butler is. He's
just
not.
We talk about that stretch. I know, you're right.
No, like, he's not the...
You're correct. We talk about that stretch like, that's who he was.
No, it wasn't. But thank God you got that stretch from him.
Absolutely.
And he'll be a legend for the Warriors no matter what because of that.
I tell you, man, Jimmy, like, he's just what the doctor ordered, and his ability to get what they need on a given possession. There was a, like, late in the game possession, where they just took some bad deep shots and they were turning the ball over. Horford had a bad turnover. He's trying to kick it out to Pods. And Jimmy's like, dude, I'm taking the ball to the hole. He gets to the hole, pump fakes as he gets down into his jump stop, and the defender goes flying over, and then he finishes on the other side of the rim for a layup. And it was like, we just needed a bucket.
No, they just needed a mindset of a Jimmy Butler on this team in the most desperate way. I love Steph. I love Draymond. They needed a new voice in there to calm things down when things get hectic, be patient. That's the word I keep bringing back. When I think Jimmy Butler, I think of patience. He's not going to force anything. And I think that was what was frustrating Warriors fans come playoff time. You know, you look at the box score at the end of the game, it's like, man, not really contributing a lot. Like, oh, he's getting to the free throw line, which is a huge part. And by the way, that, like, you weren't doing that prior to Jimmy Butler. You could not get a bucket at the line at all to save your life. Got 16 of them last night, people. 16. And that calms things down. It calms the crowd down. That was the quietest I've heard. It sounded like a crypt. Not crypto. It sounded like a crypt. It is nothing. There's nothing from that fan base down there.
I didn't see any stars.
There's no one.
Was there any stars there?
Oh, LeBron was there on courtside. You didn't see him? That was it. He was the only one doing nothing. Nada.
Well, he was doing something.
He's a robot.
No, he was doing the Cerebro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was thinking about what team he's going to.
Was that Professor X? He put the little cap
100%.
On there?
100%. Was just bald as Professor X.
Both of them. Hey, come on.
I mean, he's about time. I'm glad he admitted it.
He's got a couple of hairs up there. Larry in SF wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Larry?
Larry. Hey, what's up, guys? What a game last night. Hey, listen, one more thing about the wrestling thing. You guys forgot about the naked boy, Ric Flair. Woo! How dare you?
It's true.
Yeah, but listen, John Kaminga, we saw it coming last year, but he didn't. It's like, this year, if he plays like this the whole rest of the year, it's only one game. I can't get too excited. I've seen the Warriors do this before, and then they just fade out. You know, they're there, but they're not there. If they stay with this team, especially with that rookie Richardson, they're going to go a long ways, my friends. That's all I can say. It's going to be a great season, and my boy Jamal Green, let him be what he is. He's the enforcer. That's what he does. He's always been like that. You can either love him or hate him, and I love the guys, and I love my team. Woo! With that, I'm out.
There you go, Larry Nassef, and I think he went Will Richard instead of Will Richardson, but that's okay. We got time to learn this guy's name.
Well, I keep calling him Will Richards.
Yeah, it's okay. Will Richard, no S, but I understand why. That's why I always say like Little Richard, Will Richard. It sounds very similar in my mind whenever I say it. But hey, 14 minutes for the Rook. I'm not scoffing at that. In game one, when you got the likes of Draymond Green, Jimmy, Steph, you got guys that need minutes and want minutes, and JK and Pods, you got to put Horford in there. You got Buddy Hield. You know Gary Payton's going to play. And for Will Richard to get 14 minutes, and the moment in the game didn't look too big for him, did it?
No, it didn't.
No.
Were people mad about the NBC not getting
with it? Because both of us have Peacock. And I think for the most, what I've learned.
But the Peacock app on my television did delay and like stutter a little bit. Yeah, and I went back to the YouTube TV.
You and I are both Xfinity customers.
Yeah, so I do there Xfinity.
There is a package deal
internet
with Xfinity and Peacock that you can get either a free subscription or at a discounted rate that both of you and I think Carter have as well. Sam Lubman does not have that. We are going to get his thoughts and why he was so pissed off.
Well, and the boss, you know, too.
The boss, a lot of people.
Did he put out a video? Maybe pull his video
Brian
from
Palo
the internet.
Brian Palo Alto, our boy, was tweeting at us. He was pissed off about it.
BPA was pissed?
Where's BPA at? He can call in again.
No, BPA is somewhere going, it's one game for Kuminga.
Hey, but I think, well, maybe some people are feeling that way. And if you're feeling
that
way.
I'm not mad at him. That's the appropriate opinion.
888-957-957.
That's not how I roll.
Well, is it something or is it nothing for Warriors fans there, JK? It's got to at least be something. It can't be nothing. Like that last night's performance from JK in a starting role cannot be a nothing burger. It's got to mean something, right?
Yeah, but he's got to build on it.
Correct.
I think to me it was the empowerment by Kerr to play him 33 minutes. I mean, we did the math. What is it, like 25 times in his career has he played 33 minutes or more?
Yeah.
That is a little insane.
Yeah, and they even brought it up on the broadcast last night, Noah Eagle on NBC Sports alongside Grant Hill, talking about what Steve Kerr said, I think either on our airwaves or it was after a game where he's like, you know, I think JK could be like a Sean Marion maybe or like an Aaron Gordon. Like, and they brought that up on the broadcast yesterday, and Grant Hill's like, whoa, like Sean Marion was a really good player. Like, let's see it to believe it. But that was the first step in him buying in. It felt like truly buying in to all the offseason hype, all the distractions. And you saw it in preseason. The ball distribution for me and the rebounding, the assists and rebounds. Forget about the points. The point, like, we know he's a gifted like scorer when he wants to be. And it was great to see the shots go down. And it was the shot selection. Like, that's what Steve Kerr like has really been hammering him on. And JK, to his credit, when he knew it was a bad shot yesterday, Joe, what did he do immediately? It was only like twice it happened. He put his hand up, said, man, you know what, guys, I shouldn't have done that.
Well,
but that's growth.
Big time.
That's growth for him. Now the next step is just not attempting those at all.
I
thought you wanted to jump in there.
No,
you're good. Let's hear from the head coach talking about JK, by the way.
I thought you were going to throw to us.
No. Well, I'm going to right here. This is what Steve Kerr had to say about his maturity.
I've been interrupting you all day.
Joe, you're good. No, I appreciate you, bro. You're fired up. Warriors fans are fired up. We got Samita, Chris, Captain Smitty. We got a captain on the line. Oreo cookie. We'll get to you in a second.
There is one thing, like, you know, everyone's like focused on Kuminga. Brandon Podziemski's got to play better defense or he's going to get the minutes taken from him.
Yeah, the amount of times that either Luka or Austin Reeves blew.
Well, he's just playing way too deep beyond the 3-point line, up into their back pocket, and then getting blown by. He's got to understand personnel and where they are on the floor.
It wasn't just him either. I'll say Gary Payton for a couple times. And Reeves is a really good scorer. I'll say that.
Yeah, but where does Reeves want to go?
He wants to go to the rack
downhill.
And he wants to pull up for a quick jump shot. And the amount of times that either GP or pods were like right on his ass and he just stops real quick. You know what I'm talking about? Where he's dribbling. He feels it right there, just pulls up. And that's when he either draws the foul or gets an easy bucket.
Something I've been thinking about, like everyone's like, well, you know, pods could be eligible for this big extension. And I have a feeling that Will Richard's going to eat into a lot of his minutes because Will can play defense.
Well, the amount of people that kept talking about last season with Jonathan Kuminga, he wants this big contract. Just because you want something doesn't mean you're going to get it. Let's just, it's one game. Let's relax.
I don't want to put too much on it either because I do think guys start gunning for it, like whether that's subconsciously or consciously.
This is what the head coach had to say about Jonathan Kuminga showing a lot of maturity.
I think he's really, really matured. You know, he's had a great camp. We've had some really good conversations. I think he has a better understanding of, you know, what we need. He saw in the first half, he took a couple of tough mid-range fadeaways that we don't want. He immediately held up his hand. He realized, you know, that was not the shot. He had, you know, a couple turnovers where he drove into traffic. And second half starts, and, you know, the whole talk at halftime was, let's use Steph Curry. Let's use his movement and put pressure on the defense, because we didn't do that in the first half. And Jonathan, the first few plays of the third quarter, it was beautiful. He screened for Steph, slipped to the rim. Draymond got him a bucket. We ran our split cut stuff. They both went with Steph. He hit the wide open three. I think he just has a better sense of what's needed now compared to past years. And
that's the head coach after last night's game. And maturity. Are we witnessing the maturity of a Jonathan Kuminga, Warriors fans? 888-957-9570.
I think Kerr also trusted him more.
Yeah.
He actually let him play through a couple of bad shots. And he had one where he dribbled into traffic.
Yeah.
And the ball just got taken from him.
Yep.
In years past, it would be like, look over my shoulder, up, I'm getting subbed out.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.